you try to get one up on the universe, and you're in competition with it, it means you don't understand you are it.
Now, the following bit's my own personal thought. It was something I've come to, not what I was taught. You can take it or leave it, believe it or not. And of course, metaphor is all that I got. An Ender's Net internet interconnects every point in the matrix, an ultra-complex algorithmic dynamics which fractally reflect every moment's momentum, conditions, effects. But suggesting that there's only one track is naive. Or at least that's the message I always receive. All the possible outcomes, in fact, interweave. And we're sliding between them, or so I believe.
Baby, no time, no time, no time. Let's hope again, I am see. Boxing, no, la la guys, market, oh, I am see. Baby, no time, no time. Let's hope again, I young see. Boxing, no, la la guys, market, oh, I young see. Baby, no, ta.
Change. Wear thin. Change. Do we respect nature?
So if the neurosomatic circuit helps to increase our compassion, the neurogenetic circuit increases our loving kindness.
And hilaritas. That's a word I picked up from Ezra Pound's Cantos. He quotes Gemisto Python, a virtually forgotten Byzantine philosopher of the 14th or 15th century, I forget which, that you can recognize gods even if they appear in human form, by their outstanding hilaritas, which is related to the English word hilarity and hilarious, but in classic late Greek of Platon's time, it meant basically cheerfulness, good humor, as we would say, but not in the sense of always joking. And in the Pound's Cantos, the dominant forces that towards the end of the poem that take over and appear in all sorts of forms are amor and hilaritas, love and cheerfulness.
You get brighter every day, and every time I see you, scattered brightness in your way, and you taught me how to love you. And I know you belong to everybody, but you can't deny that I'm you. I know you belong to everybody, but you can't deny that I'm you. Oh, no. In the morning, when I wake, I moor my boat and greet you. Hold your brightness in my eye, and I wonder, what does sleep do? For you get brighter every day, and every time I see you. Scattered brightness in your way, and you taught me how to love you. And I know you belong to everybody, but you can't deny that I'm you. know you belong to everybody, but you can't deny that I'm you. Oh, no. Wondrous light, 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 lighter. You give all your brightness away, and it only makes you brighter. For you get brighter every day, and every time I see you. Scattered brightness in your way, and you taught me how to love you. I know you belong to everybody, but you can't deny that I'm you. Know you belong to everybody, but you can't deny that I'm you. Oh. You get brighter every day, and every time I see you. Scattered brightness in your way, and you taught me how to love you. And I know you belong to everybody, but you can't deny I'm you. Know you belong to everybody, but you can't deny that I'm you. Krishna colors on the wall, you taught me how to love you. Krishna colors on the wall, you taught me how to love you.
Krishna
colors on the wall, you taught me
Island on the pie jaw of hilarious heaven.
The cat was still singing in the distance when I found the Mad Hatter's tea party raging under the tree. The Hatter's hat and the Hare's ears could easily be seen sticking up over a great cloud of steam at the end of a very long table. And all the teapots were keeping time to a very happy tune.
In order to understand what the self is, you have to remember that it doesn't need to remember anything.
Every path that you pass through is precisely defined from the very first cause to the end of the line. But if you don't like the story you're in, though, that's fine. You can always trade up. And we do all the time. Each version's like Flatland, this theory would claim. If you add more dimensions, you see the whole game. You can only move into consecutive frames, but that's all that you need if you know how to aim. Now, don't ask me why, but my research suggests that the more, let's say, bandwidth I have to invest, the more quickly and cleanly my dreams manifest. And the five space contains all the mana compressed. If you're using it as a reality hack, try to slingshot around it, intention intact. Or if you fall in, just remember the track that you want to end up on while on the way back.
Fingers of the sun grip the mountain where hearts.
hawk claws flash and flicker in the dawn. The gates of heaven are open, the gates of earth are open. The watery abyss lies open in the fingers of the sun. With my free kind in the cracks, the hidden recesses have heard the echo of my footsteps in the fingers of the sun. Gates of heaven are open unto me in the fingers of the sun. And bird beaks scream in the fingers of the sun. Free kind in the cracks, the hidden recesses have heard the echo of my footsteps in the fingers of the sun. The gates of heaven are open, the gates of earth are open, the watery abyss lies open in the fingers of the sun.
Oh.
Husserl says every act of perception should be regarded as a gamble. And from the experiments I've done and the experiments I've led in my workshops and seminars, that has become overwhelmingly obvious and true to me. Every perception is a gamble. Just think, you're walking down the street in a big city. You see a face half a block away. If you think it's a friend of yours, you get a little closer, it's a total stranger. All perception operates on gambles. You pick up a few details, you fill in the rest. And if the guy never comes any closer, you're not sure whether you saw an old friend or somebody who just looked a little bit like an old friend.
Açasam altını, yüzüne de kulak sal menine sözüme. Kat menen sizgene, giverem ay yüreğimden yüzüme. Verildim sağan ey, verildim ay kafasın açtın ey gönüldüm. Bir kalın görüp ey, ötelüden aldı da turgan ey ömürdüm. Arına sizgen ey, yasılgana tüyünün tüyün ey, sallama. Yetken de getip ey, alıksa da göveytin altın ey, sananı. Güneşin artık ey, gerilgen ayanık tavsağan ey, verildim. Atılsı menin ey, kavağım bana tür tattın ey, gebinden.
The ego is nothing other than the focus of conscious attention. It's like a radar on a ship. The radar on a ship is a troubleshooter. Is there anything in the way? And conscious attention is a designed function of the brain to scan the environment, like a radar does, and note for any troublemaking changes. But if you identify yourself with your troubleshooter, then naturally you define yourself as being in a perpetual state of anxiety.
Now, this may be just some strange delusion of mine, and it feels like a skill that takes work to refine, but if I were to tell you my tales in this line, well, you'd think I was lying, and that would be fine. But magic aside, all the chatter may cease. You could learn to accept and learn how to release. You feel all that damn drama at long last decrees. And perhaps, if you're lucky, you'll find inner peace. It can also be tough, though. I don't want to lie. Because before you're reborn, you first have to die. You'll have to surrender with all that implies. It's no shit, this is it. And some problems arise. For folks who aren't ready for five, it's not right. When their ego dissolves, they can panic and fight and insist on resisting with all of their might every impulse inside them to merge with the light.
When you wake up with those early morning blues, no need to do a thing. Sit back and listen to what the birds tell you. You don't know what the morning may bring. Watch the clouds go drifting by. Let the sun light up your
outside your window, the day is calling. Try and get downstairs without falling. And when you take your cornflakes to wake, you forget about those. Eight, put your tie on straight, you know you're going to be late. Crumbs on the floor, you run out the door, the dishes will just have to wait. You chew a tune stuck in your head. Those 10-year-old words your mother said. Bring back a memory of how things used to be before these breakfast blues.
Nobody is the average size. Nobody is the average weight. These are all pure fictions. The normalists live in a world entirely of abstraction and fiction and metaphysical entities that cannot be found in the normal world of sensory, sensual space-time in which we actually live. So Professor Finnegan is offering a $10,000 reward to anybody who can produce an average human being or a normal day. And none of the normalists have been able to confront this challenge. They just can't find the average or the normal. It's purely abstract. The normal is that which none of us quite are.
Suddenly, there was the white rabbit popping right into the middle of things. No one was madder than he was, but his watch was 2 days slow. So that's why he was so late.
They ended the watch trouble then and there with several blows from a mallet and tossed the poor rabbit over the wall. It was no use. He had simply disappeared again.
Thank you. such a sinking time till you come home. You never really go away, it's just the space between us. Choose wishbones, pulls on strings, knows I want to tell you many things. Knows I will someday
too. You must resonate with what you want to come true. Garbage in, garbage out. So whatever you do, never think about elephants. Paint it all blue. Oh, and lovers who do it together may find that they share the same soul and they share the same mind, which is utterly awesome, so long as they're kind. But their storylines may then remain intertwined.
What you are basically. Deep, deep down, far, far in, is simply the fabric and structure of existence itself.
When my Anatazam kelti astela
wele
Belu mindraye
wele
Na wone
wele
Kalla kelyo
wele
If our reality tunnel changes a little, then we have to spend a lot of time in the next couple of years checking our new reality tunnel and see if we can communicate it well enough to others that we don't get locked up as raving maniacs. If we don't get locked up as raving maniacs, then you can consider your new reality tunnel possibly just as good as your old one and maybe more accurate in some ways. It's traditionally been part of alchemy for a couple of thousand years, both East and West. The multiplication of the phrase matter really means changing your nervous system from inside, what John Milley calls metaprogramming.
If you think that you're dying, then this is your shot. You can learn how to bardo surf, practice a lot. You'll be back amongst us soon, like it or not. Can't get off that easy. Perish the thought. If you plan to pass out, though, you must have a friend. Or your lifetime could honestly come to an end. You could move, you could purge, you could twist, you could bend. And if your breathing's obstructed, you just might transcend. So be careful, be prayerful, check setting and set. And please measure it out so you know what you get. Attention, intention, respect or regret. Yeah, I know you all know that, but never forget.
Thank you.
should never have escaped except had it not been for a very deep cup of tea. I tumbled into it quite by accident, and when I came up for air, there I was, at the very door of Wonderland, with the mean queen and her army right behind me. Not far away, I could see myself still sound asleep with Dinah in my lap. Just then came my sister's voice calling, "Alice, wake up. Alice, wake up."
Flow through me, washing thoughts of the day on your waters away. For the morrow that dawns never knew me. Nightfall folding her dark locks around you, her eyes they have found you, would show you this new dream they're holding. Sleep, oh, come to me, you are night's daughter. And I'll give you my for the colors that rise as time's echoes reflect on your water.
Why is a haven like a lighting quest? Who's the say and who's the no? Because, after all, who are you? Perhaps as mad as a hatter without a shoe, and certainly vague when giving a clue. At any rate, the all's the all and that's all, folks, as far as part three of Reveries of the Lotus Blossom is concerned. My name is It's All Tea Time Around Here, Tenali. Thank you so much for taking the voyage. I have many exciting episodes coming your way in the weeks and months ahead, so stay tuned. Find the playlist and notes for this episode at moneybootsradio.org. There's also plenty of archive shows over yonder as well. And if you're subscribed to the show, then you're well aware that there's heaps of them in your feed. And if not, you've been nudged to subscribe, and dive in. Until next time, may your mind rise before you, and may your dreams rise up to meet you. May any harm always dissipate. May the moon raise ideas within you, and may love surround you and guide your way on.
Thank you.